I know what that is now. Fire dogs.
Fire dogs. Okay, you've been studying about that ever since. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I had some in my own house, and when I got my heat out can, I'm out there with my fire dogs.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
A churn, would you call
it? No, something that has a handle on it, and you just carry water or milk in it.
Water bag. You wouldn't call it a water bag.
A bag?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what about that thing that I'm looking at right now that's sitting on the well? What do you call that? That you pull the water up out in?
A bucket.
Okay. Would you call it a bucket whether it was made out of metal or whether it was made out of wood? Or would you call it something different if it was made out of wood?
A wood bucket. That's what my mom used. They had some wooden buckets in there.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet.
Okay. Would you ever call it anything else?
Frying pan.
Okay. Now, is there a difference between a skillet and a frying pan?
Well, I don't think there are.
They both have the same size sides and everything?
Same size. Because my mama had some old wooden, you know, iron skillets now. And now you get these nice kind of skillet, you know, that's not iron. Now, I reckon you call them, I have something kind of like this, you know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's where you buy skillets now, but I got some of those old iron skillets what my mama had.
What do you cook in them?
I cook my cornbread. Right.
Well, how do you, tell me how you make cornbread.
You put your, sift you some meal, and then put your little soda and a little baking powder in that, and if it's not, now you have to buy self-rising meal now because you can't find no meal. See, we used to have our meal, corn, had a corn to the meal, and then have it ground. Well, you put your, just a little baking powder and a little soda in that now. Don't put no salt in it because it's already has salt in it, you see. Sift that, and I put some egg in there, and then I put in some butter in there, and put.
Do you melt the butter?
No. And then you put your, if it's already thawed up, you know, not frozen, you know. And then you put your, I grease my frying pan, or even my skillet, what I cooks it in, you know. Grease it with some lard, Crisco, I call it. And then I put some milk, about 2 cups of milk in there. And then I put about a cup of water in there and stir all that up and put it in that skillet and put it in the stove.
Well, now, do you heat the skillet before you put the,
I usually put it on top of the stove, you know, and let it get warm up while it grease that fry real good, you know. Then I have my stove on at 450. Let it heat to 450 until my little light go out, you know, on top. Then put my bread in there and let it cook about, well, just say until it brown. Gets done.
Ooh, I bet that's good too. I bet it has a good crust on it.
That's right.
Putting it in the hot
that's
skillet.
That's right. Putting it in that hot skillet, you know, it set it upright. You see, I have a bottom rack, but I set it upright. Because if you put it in the bottom, well, you see, he'll cook too much in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But you set it up there and let it brown. And so it's like, it's good.
You sound like you're a good cook.
Now, I don't know where I am or not, but I cook some good corn.
Okay, let's see. I'll ask you some more questions about the kitchen.
Okay.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that water comes out of, where a person turns the water on and off?